Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask John Hood and Chris Fitzsimon. Donald Trump carried North Carolina by 3 percentage points in 2016. Pollsters say a hotly contested Senate race coupled with a popular Democratic governor and Joe Biden's popularity in this state makes North Carolina what one pundit called a tease for Democrats to put lots of money and energy in our state. How's this race shaping up 6 months out, John?
I don't think it's a tease. I think it's a real battleground. I mean, what that pundit was suggesting is that North Carolina has only gone Democratic for president in recent times, just in 2008.
2008, yeah.
And so Democrats are sort of chasing after fool's gold, and they're not going to get it. That's not true. These margins are so close that it can go either way. Could have gone either way in 2012. Even the 2016 race was fairly close. So I think Democrats have a reasonable chance of contesting North Carolina. They're going to do so, in particular, because there's so many other things on the ballot. If they juice Democratic turnout for Joe Biden, it's going to help with the Senate race and some of the other races that are competitive this cycle.
And so far as that is concerned, this Senate race, according to the polls, and I know looking at polls even this far out is somewhat problematic because they're not necessarily indicative of who is going to turn out. But the polls are showing this Senate race could be a determining factor in the control of the Senate, Chris.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, North Carolina, I have yet to hear a national pundit when they list the five or six states to watch, both in the presidential race and in Senate races, not mention North Carolina in that list, often at the top of that list. I think we'll have one of the most closely watched Senate races in the country. I think that President Trump and Joe Biden are, in effect, all the polls I've seen have them within the margin of error one way or the other, with both slightly ahead. I think Tillis and Cunningham will go right down to the wire. I think John has said on the show before, and it's true, depending on how other states go, it could easily decide who controls the United States Senate.
Yeah.
So there, North Carolina is always a swing state. I think it's only enhanced by this current climate.
Which raises the question of what the turnout is going to look like. Given all that's taken place so far, do you think voters will really show up in numbers to vote, John?
I do. I think they will show up. I think there will be a higher percentage of ballots cast by mail, but I still think lots of people will vote in person when we get to October, November. There's a tremendous amount of interest. There will be some people who are nervous and staying away from polling sites, but I think most of them will simply vote by mail. So I don't think turnout is going to suffer because of the crisis. If anything, it might go up.
Chris, there are a lot of candidates that are really trying to ramp up their campaigns, but frankly, COVID-19 has taken all the air out of the room, and they're having a hard time getting attention. They can't have rallies. They can't have social gatherings for fundraisers and so forth like that. Is that going to change as we get later into the election cycle, do you think?
Yeah, I would think so. As the state opens up, I think political campaigning will open up. I don't think it'll ever be like it was. I don't think it'll, before this November election, it's hard to imagine we'll have thousands of people packed in an arena shoulder to shoulder listening to 2 hours worth of political speeches. But I do think we'll start to see more in-person campaigning. But it also places a premium on campaigns that are very shrewd digitally, that have a way to reach people, that have a way to raise money. I mean, I think we'll see campaigns come back, probably not to where they normally have been, but they'll come back in some fashion.
Yeah, and of course, it'll give us plenty to talk about on NC Spin between now and
That's
the end
true.
Of the year. Well, thank you for watching the After Spin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.